prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning and again thank you for the blessings you give us, the many that you pour out for our country. We thank you for being able to live in this country and the freedoms that we have. We pray, God, that you just give us guidance this morning that we would be able to continue to govern here in Taney County in a way that would be pleasing to you and in the state and the federal government also, that you just be them, the leaders there. We, God, lift up those that we know of that need your healing hand, that need your compassion, your comfort. We just pray that you be with them, just lift them up to you. Again, we pray that you just watch over us. These things we ask in your Son's name.
Mr. Strahan, could you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, August 17, 2015, 9:06 a.m. Any commission remarks? Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 345189 through 345290, warrants 6303 through 6307, and one journal entry.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval, previous minutes and executive session minutes.
Move to approve in regular session minutes dated August 10th, August 11th, and August 13th, and executive session minutes for August 10th with corrections.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. County vehicle discussion. Is that Randy?
Vehicles that I am aware of, I think there's three that Jimmy has released. All three of these are Chargers. I believe that's right, isn't it? 2008 Chargers is the only vehicles right now. Two of them, mechanically wise, Robert Landry says they're in good shape. One of them is going to need some mechanical repair, but it could be usable also. But right now, that's the only vehicles at present time that we have that could be used possibly in other departments.
Did you find out if the vehicles that Planning and Zoning was talking about, weren't we getting mixed? Some of us saying they're good and some of us saying they're not repairable? So you were supposed to find out if they are.
Do you want me to speak to that?
I didn't find anything out as far as P&Z vehicles. I know they had one out there that he was working on, but.
I think it's not going to be bad repair now because some things have happened.
Yes. We've got one that's now considered a total loss due to the vandalism.
Do you care to move that so Ruth can see up here?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, Ruth. I didn't know that was. Unless you don't want to look up.
But, you know, we've had one as of last Friday that MOPERM, the insurance company, is considering a total loss. They've indicated they've really given the county two options. If the county surrenders the title, surrenders the title now, the county would receive $2,900, or they would give the county the ability to retain the Jeep for salvage. They would give the county $400 salvage value for the Jeep, and then a payment of $2,500. And so that vehicle has been...
Say that again now?
Yeah, what they've indicated...
they'd give us
$2,500? Yeah, it's that they would give $2,500 if the commission wished to salvage the Jeep. But if the county does not wish to salvage the Jeep, they'll give $2,900. So they would give a salvage value, basically, of $400 for the Jeep.
Is there $400 worth of parts on there?
Possibly, but...
I don't know if we have anything else that you can use parts on, is there?
I think most of the rest of them have all been sold or done
the tires were $400? The newer tires?
I don't know exactly how new the tires are
gonna
on
be,
that.
Those old Jeeps are going to have 15-inch tires on them, and none of the new ones have 15s.
Yeah, a lot of them going to 16, 17, 18s or whatever. So.
Will Don be handling that, or will you be... who will be handling the $2,900 or the $2,500? I think that we might as well get the $2,900 and...
So, yeah, it's not worth...
Remove it off of the premises, and because we've got...
Yeah, I was going to report back to Don, or she had asked that either myself or the commission reported back to her to let her know which direction we were going to go with it.
Randy, get rid of it?
I'd get rid of it, yes.
Danny, you want to make that formal motion?
Make a motion that MOPERM, that we receive the $2,900 on the 1999 Jeep that we have instead of placing it in a salvage situation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The other vehicles, as we're in discussion on it, Brendan, have you, I know in our other meeting that we had, what was the last week when we discussed this, or 2 weeks ago when we discussed this, do we need to look at going ahead? I think, Brendan, you had mentioned right here that we needed to... purchase some vehicles. I think this vandalism situation and the destruction of a sheriff's department Jeep, we probably need to go ahead and pull some money out of the contingency fund and buy two or three vehicles that could be used throughout the county departments. The sheriff's department has already... We made a motion last week to take care of that situation, but we still have other vehicles that need to be, I think there's use in the maintenance department, there's use in PNC now, so.
I do plan on replacing one vehicle in Road and Bridge that would be a good candidate for some other department. It will be a smaller pickup.
Is it four-wheel
drive? Dodge Dakota, four-wheel drive. But it won't be available till after the new budget. I won't be able to replace it to a Ram.
Unless we replace it early. I've been trying to take that vehicle and put it somewhere else. How many miles is on that truck, you know?
I'd have to check how many miles on it, but it mechanically it'll be good. It would last one other department. It's just not big enough to handle what I want a vehicle to do, so. I need a full-size type vehicle.
I've currently got two vehicles that have 80 to 100,000 miles on them, and I've got 15 vehicles that have over 100,000. So that's kind of where we're sitting right now.
How many patrol cars do you normally have, like in use?
Just with total patrol?
Yeah.
I'd have to count it. There's about 34.
And do you have a couple extras?
I've got, well, of course, we've got, we keep an extra car. We've got, or two extra cars. We've got, of course, the investigator's cars, the extradition cars. I've got a full list of them here. Actually, one of our extra cars has got 200, as of last oil change, had 211,000 on it.
The need that maintenance has is
diesel.
Go ahead. the need that maintenance has would be a bigger vehicle, I think, than possibly than what the Road and Bridges little truck would be.
But planning and zoning might not. I don't know.
Yeah, we're a pretty small department. We just have the three Jeeps. Of course, the one now has been totaled. We've got a Jeep Liberty. It's got, I think, 80 some odd thousand, 100,000 somewhere. I think it's 100,000 actually. But the second Jeep that we've got, it's got around 220,000 as well. So really our only need would primarily just be that it'd be four-wheel drive.
So a small truck would work.
Oh yeah, it would work great.
I can see that possibly that Road and Bridges vehicle would work for you.
Yeah.
There has to be some transfer paperwork because of the two different taxing entities that comes out of, but we could make that switch. But I think there's going to have to be at least two or three new vehicles bought to serve all the needs that are here now that we've got a couple of vehicles destroyed or totaled.
I've got the 80 to 100,000 mile cars. One of them's a Chevy Silverado, and the other one is a Jeep Grand Cherokee. Jeep Grand Cherokee has about 90,000. The Silverado's got 85,000. So. But the Jeep is one of the investigators. The Silverado's one that I drive. The rest of the cars are going to be patrol cars and stuff that they've got. Right on up there.
Well, the maintenance department would be able to use the pickup truck. I don't know that their need to haul two befores and repair stuff that's throughout the buildings would need to be a pickup truck.
I've got another full-size pickup. It's an old three. It's the same as what the assessor has. But it's got over 200,000, so I don't know that would be a good candidate to pass down with that kind of mileage.
Right. I think that's what I took from Brandon's conversation the other day, that he would like to enter into a program maybe of when they reach a certain mileage of going ahead and either trading them in or putting them on Purple Wave.
Put them on Purple Wave.
Yeah, and so if you want to explore that, Brandon, now with what's happened here in the last couple of weeks, I'd be willing to listen to what kind of emotion you would have on that type of issue.
I'll do some research with you guys, find out everything that we've got, see what we're at.
I'll tell you, with the expense of repairs anymore, I mean, they're just crazy. Transmission's running almost $4,000 to have a transmission put in. Electronic repairs get ridiculous. You know, if we could keep vehicles under the extended warranties, get the 100,000 mile extended warranty like we did this last time, and keep them under that, I think that would save the county a tremendous amount of money.
Well, that, and then we'd also have more trade-in value.
Right.
If we start trading them in at 80,000, they still have 20,000 worth of warranty.
Yeah.
So you'll get more money out of them, and we buy them at a discounted rate to begin with. So by the time you factor all that in to get on that program, I don't know exact numbers, but I would assume it wouldn't be very expensive at all.
It'd have to be a winning proposition.
Right. Because those warranties are also, they're bumper to bumper. They cover everything.
is it, did you want to try to do anything this morning, or you want to try to?
No, like I said, there's probably too many vehicles involved. I just need to look. I'll start working on it and see what we come up with.
Well, maybe my question would be better served as we have taken care of the sheriff's department's needs, but we also have a P&Z need that needs to be done with this morning, or at least start the process. And I think R&B's truck would serve their situation.
But is it being used right now?
Being used right now, we would just have to.
And then we got to worry about the bid process on new vehicles. So we can't just do it today and say, "Hey, here you go. Here's a new truck. Go buy one." We can't do that right now.
I understand that. I'm just saying, in the swap of things, I didn't know whether you had other vehicles that were available. You said you had another truck that was had 200,000 miles on it. If that would serve the purpose, P&Z needs a vehicle right now.
Is that one being used also?
That one we could loan temporarily.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what I'm trying to do, solve the problem here this morning on that, and then you can research the other things out and present it to the commission.
That one really needs to be replaced. I mean, it's up to you guys. We could replace them both and just get rid of that one when the time comes, and the other smaller one could become theirs and trade it.
We've also got a couple of those chargers there. If they could drive them temporarily, would be an option too.
Would that be easier to do because of the, like you said, the tax? And they were bought with a different.
Right. So you're saying you have a Dakota or something that they, P&Z could use?
Well, those chargers. If they could get by with just a charger, you know, until they could get this other truck or something swapped.
I don't tell Sterrett he can't speed just because he's in a sheriff vehicle.
Yeah, I don't right now. He's using, is it Unit 1, maybe a county commission Jeep? I think it's Unit 1 that he's using right now.
Yeah, I don't have any idea. So,
how often do you have all the vehicles out?
Not very often. Two out of the three are pretty well out every day, but the third vehicle's not driven that frequently. The two vehicles, they average about 20,000 miles a year, so two out of the three are out really pretty often.
And we can take care of this whenever. So he's taking care of it right now?
Yes. Yes.
Excuse me. Do you have that list you said?
I'm sorry.
You have that list?
I think it's a commission.
Can I get a copy of it?
Yeah.
Or I can come talk to you afterwards or whatever's easiest for you.
I'll give it to you.
Thank you. Gentlemen, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda, resolution approving the delivery of $10,795,000 principal amount of refunding certificates of participation, Series 2015. Mr. Dillingham, you want to come on up?
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Well, we're getting very close now. Settlement date is set for the 25th. I have from bond counsel the final financing documents to be executed upon consideration and passage of the resolution. As you know, from when I met with you 2 weeks ago, that the plan was to accept, as you all did, the recommendation of the proposal from Central Bank, and these documents surround that action and authorize execution and delivery of the refunding certificates. Since that time, we have also bid the escrow, as you know, in advance refunding, where, for example, our 2006 issue could not be called in until next April, that the escrow requirements to make the interest payment coming up this fall and then to redeem and pay off the bonds at the call date 4/1 of next year, that obviously those monies delivered on the 25th at the closing will need to be invested and earn as much as they can. And so we had a competitive bid with respect to the escrow, and I appreciate you all authorizing Melanie to be the contact person for the bidding, which was done on Thursday. And so we were able to pick up $17,810 of interest earnings. Not a lot of money, obviously, with respect to where short-term interest rates are and that amount of money going into escrow. But the point is that, and I think this is something Commissioner Williams asked me about when we were here before, which was, are these savings final? And the comment was, well, they're very close to being final, but until we bid the escrow, obviously, and factor in the investment earnings that we lock in, they won't be final. Well, these are final. And we have total savings now that we can say, factoring in all fees plus the investment earnings, of $981,706.80. I have final numbers, which for your files and records, these have also been sent to the county. But from a perspective of having hard copies, if you'd like, be glad to give each of you, obviously, one of those as well. The resolution on the agenda today, as I said, authorizes the financing to move to closing. We work with your county attorney, as bond counsel primarily, of course, with respect to getting all the details worked out with regards to title insurance and the process of finalizing that process with Tri-Lakes Title Company, as obviously the site, the judicial facility itself is the security for the financing. And it was reported to me on Friday that the attorneys and the title company are where they want to be or need to be for us to close and to take action. I assume you all have a hard copy of the resolution or it's in your packets, whatever, but I'll be glad to give you, I'll turn it off some extra copies just to make sure that if you wanted to have one to follow along with, that you had a printed copy in front of you as well as what was circulated last week.
Mr. Dillingham, do you need this one?
Okay.
It's an extra one.
What did you say?
That's an extra one.
Okay.
Thank you.
As it's been on the agenda and posted by the county clerk for obviously more than 24 hours in advance, the resolution and from a standpoint of the bond attorneys can be read by title. That's in all caps at the top, that first paragraph. As you can see, basically this resolution authorizes the approval and delivery of the certificates, authorizing the financing documents that are listed there in Section 2, and executes the authorization of those and execution. They're all right here. I certainly need to stay and get those signed when it's appropriate on your agenda this morning, with the commissioners signing, as you can see on page 3 of this resolution. It's set up, as I assume most of your alls are, where all three of you would sign, and the county clerk and the county seal as well. There will ultimately be a bond or refunding COP transcript prepared. We'll also be leaving behind a executed copy with all the attachments, et cetera, for the county's interim records. And then at closing, there'll be transcripts on a CD-ROM finalized and circulated to all the parties involved. That would be the document with regards to the permanent records of all the action. And everything in conjunction with this refunding. So with that, I'll be glad to answer any questions you might have.
I know Frank's been working on this with you guys. Normally there's a letter from Frank. Is it one of these?
No, I'm not familiar with any.
It would be on our. It would be on our.
Oh, list. Okay.
Are you looking for his
approval
letter,
form,
according
yeah.
to form?
Yeah. I just contacted the girls upstairs. If you're listening, can you let me know if Frank has approved this to form or not, please? Yes, it has been approved, so we're good. Or I'm good. Normally there's a letter on our packet that says that he's approved it to form and give a little bit of a synopsis of it. So I did notice that on there, so I just wanted to make sure before we... Like I said, I know he's been working with you.
Right.
I know he's been frustrated having to deal with other things that aren't as important as saving the county $981,000. And so anyways... Dan, do you guys have any?
No. Any questions at August the 25th when the final?
The closing date?
The closing yes, date
25th.
Comes in and that.
That's when you start saving money.
No.
Move to approve the resolution approving the delivery of $10,795,000 of principal amount of refunding certificates of participation series 2015. Consisting of $9,995,000 principal amount of tax-exempt refunding certificates of participation, Series 2015A, and $800,000 principal amount of taxable refunding certificates of participation, Series 2015B, of Taney County, Missouri, for the purpose of providing funds to refinance the costs of a project for the county and authorizing certain other actions in connection with the delivery of the certificates.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right. I'll stay around until appropriate time for you all to, where you have an opportunity to execute the document.
Okay.
We can sign those right now. and that way we'll have that out.
So that way you'll be done, and then...
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, however you'd like to do it, I'm obviously happy with that option.
When we're in this formal meeting, I want to go ahead and get it signed before it's passed around.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got these in manila folders. We'll start with, obviously, the resolution itself. And I want you all to sign whatever complete copies that are appropriate for your records. And I also, under this paperclip here, have the signature page only, which I need to take back, and we can assemble, obviously, the copies we need from just that signature page. But if you could, as I say, I certainly want you to sign as many copies as you can for your own records. There's that one. You can start with that one. That's the resolution.
Signatures, how many signatures on the signature page do you need? Just the one?
Well,
for your copy.
I need several copies there. As you can tell, they're paper clipped together, probably about four.
Okay.
That I need back.
Once the clerk has attested to that, then Nikki in our office with our attorneys will need a copy of the...
Yeah, we certainly have a complete copy that can and should be, just as you say, executed and kept behind for you all. Now, I have a couple of documents that are just signed by the presiding commissioner, but they are to be notarized. So, however, we need to handle that. Most of these, after the resolution itself, are just signed on behalf of the commission by the presiding commissioner.
Move to allow presiding commissioner Mike Schofield to sign these documents on behalf of the county commission.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. One of the documents, obviously, in the resolution that I've authorized is the trust indenture. Yes.
Danny didn't hear.
Is that black?
It's black.
Okay.
He needs. Just like I said, you might just help assist him in getting everything he needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I will have a copy of everything with me for you to take. Without having to make copies
here, if you will.
Come up.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah. Are you a notary?
No, but she is. So come upstairs and she can notarize.
Okay. His signature is what needs to be noted.
Okay.
So. we can bring them up there when we're done down here.
Yes.
All right. Very good. There's the four signature pages signed, I guess, by all of us. It would be a tax compliance certificate referred to in the resolution.
You sure you don't want to keep that
one? No, I'm good. I've got two of those upstairs, so.
Oh, same ones?
Yeah. I just had to pick up the blue one for some reason.
Nikki's. And of course, I need Donna to countersign what the commission has signed here as clerk with the seal, but we can take care of that outside of the room here. Thank you all very much.
No, thank you. And I'm sure the citizens will thank you for helping us save that amount for the media. It was, again, it was $981,706.80. So thank you in assisting us with that.
Yeah, it obviously is took a lot of work on your all's part away from your normal day-to-day things, but I'm sure it's well worth it. I'm very proud to be a part of this and went well.
Thank you. I have next on the agenda Taney County auction discussion. Looks like we need to set a date for our county auction. It's generally in October or November.
Do we have that? I think I would know, but do we have that usually the week before or a week after the transfer station pickup? It's one of the dates usually.
Last year was November the 8th. I think it was.
It's kind of very.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Right now, I'm planning to do the fall cleanup in October. So I get we usually try to do that in October, not the date, preliminary date.
What is your preliminary date so we can schedule this other thing or have a discussion on it? Do you have a preliminary date?
On the fall cleanup.
Yeah.
October what?
I believe it's Thursday.
You want to do a Friday or a Saturday?
It's one day in the fall,
okay.
2 days in the spring.
That allows us time to have the yard.
Yeah.
October 3rd is a Saturday.
That's it. Mm-hmm. We will make that official today,
right,
as the fall cleanup day, and then we set this other date. It's usually within a week, one way or the other, but we have it later, so.
What all's on the, do we have a list comprised yet of what's on it?
No, I don't think it's all been gathered up, has it? No, I don't think so.
We are going to have very little, so I don't know what your other departments are going to have.
Well, that might be something that we would want to think about if we're going to have a small amount for the auction, because we have been, the county has been way better off by using the Purple Wave for the bigger items. And as the bigger items are the dollars that bring people in to the auction, if we're going to have a small amount, maybe we don't even want to have it this year.
I don't know. I have people call me and ask me about it. All the people in Dixie's kind of made that. So I don't know.
more the discussion. What we have on the agenda is for a discussion about it today. Let's kind of get people to working on it. See if there's a, if there's not as too much to be there, then I don't think that we already even have it this year.
You say there's not going to be very much.
Not
sure. We will have very much.
Vehicles or guns or.
Have, I mean, vehicles and stuff, but as far as the other stuff, it'll be pretty minimal.
Okay.
And we probably won't have but a couple of vehicles with some of these other departments.
Who do we want to have kind of compile a list, just go from each?
I think it's came out of
office holder and each.
Contact Don Muller. I hate to volunteer her that without asking her, but that's come out of that department in the past. And have each office holder then give her some kind of a an idea of what they've got. Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk to Don and kind of let her know. Because
mm-hmm.
We'll probably come up with a list of all the elected officials, what they've got, the department heads, what they've got. Okay. And then we can revisit it after we know how much stuff there is.
Yeah.
Because I'm like you, Purple Waves brought more for vehicles and larger items than anything else. So.
Any equipment that we have at Road and Bridge, which usually the big items that draw people in to the sale.
But we've far out. Purple Waves brought more money for those vehicles than.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
What's on there next?
All right. Bid recommendation for electrical work.
Of the bid award recommendation letter for each of you so that you can kind of follow along. I'm just going to go ahead and read this form. This is in reference to bid number 201507-308 for electrical work term and supply bid that a couple of departments and myself discussed and released this on July the 11th. This bid closed last week on the 12th. The purpose of this term and supply bid is to have an electrical professional on contract to furnish all labor, materials, tools, equipment, transportation services, and supervision to perform ongoing as needed electrical work, maintenance, and repair for all Taney County properties. This contract is also expected to include and cover modifications, remodels, and new facilities, of which two are being considered. As well as unexpected needs. Now, the idea of having an electrical contractor on contract with us was generated mostly because of some recent events, modifications and new structures that we put up over the last several years, where we discovered that the expertise that an electrical engineer brings or an electrical contractor brings is beyond what our normal abilities can supply. So that is one of the main reasons why I conferred with the Road and Bridge Department as well as Building and Grounds and a few others. And we thought that this particular term and supply contract would answer several needs as the HVAC term and supply contract has, as well as a few others that I've generated over the years and have a few on the drawing board right now. This morning the sheriff talked about mechanical repairs and how expensive they are. I released a like term and supply bid this weekend for a to have a mechanical service come forward, and so we'll do the same thing. On Wednesday, August the 12th, after opening the two responses from the local electrical companies that we received for this RFP here in the commission hearing room in public, a decision was made with Road and Bridge and Building and Grounds to have set aside a time for a thorough review. They have reviewed thoroughly both responses, one from Michelle Electric in Branson and the other from Castro Electric in Branson. As you can see at the lower half of that sheet that I've given to you, Michelle Electric is the first set of figures as they responded exactly off of their bid response, and then Castro Electric. So subsequent to that thorough review of the detailed pricing offered within each bid package, responses received as well as all additional required documentation that I require regarding prevailing wage and other things such as E-Verify and other requirement documents, were prepared this morning to make a recommendation to award Castro Electric of Branson, Missouri, based on their much lower responses, as and also include in that recommendation a request for a 36-month term and supply contract, which will be executed later on, and I'll be working with the legal department to make sure that that contract includes everything that we need. Anything short of a 36-month time frame for this type of a mechanism is not really attractive enough to most vendors. In this way, we're not sure when we're going to have our next project lined up to have this particular electrical contractor kick in and assist and respond. And so that keeps the vendors incented, why we normally would do that on term and supply. Mr. Hayes, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I think you pretty well covered it. This is one thing that it will help us with is some of these small jobs at the time you could end and price them out that usually run over a bid limit anyway.
Right.
And just for materials and labor. So this is going to help us tremendously in just small repairs and fixes, as well as the big items.
How much do you think we spend on labor for electrical every year?
Well, that's governed by prevailing wage when a particular vendor has a staff. I think in regard to Michelle Electric, they did not include prevailing wage.
How much does the county spend, though?
Does the county spend? Well, we've always gone over the bid limit. I mean, when we did an anticipation or an estimate of what the charges would be, for instance, on the new office across the street for Road and Bridge, that far exceeded the bid limit, so we put out a separate bid for electrical work for that.
How much did that cost?
I don't know the exact amount, what that was. I think it was
$13,000,
$14,000.
Is that just in labor, or is that labor and material?
That was labor and material.
Everything.
Right, that was everything.
And then the building out on E-76?
I think it was $7,000 or $8,000,
yeah,
really, wasn't it?
Yeah, about $8,000.
And then how much do we spend here just on, I know you're not buildings and ground, but what I'm getting to is, would it be better just to hire an electrician on staff?
Well, before we rolled this out, I did have conversations with each of you on it. And it was unanimous that this would be the best solution for this problem, because we don't have an ongoing, it's not a daily requirement like it is in some other areas. We don't, you know, we wouldn't need the expertise of a certified and state qualified electrician on a daily basis. It's only when we have modifications, we have a storm that we have to replace a building, or we expand our operations, that's when these types of things are needed. So that would be my best answer to actually having a full-time electrician on staff.
Well, because I know Mr. Lavender, wasn't he certified electrician whenever he was working here?
He worked here, then we had another individual at work, but those individuals have to be willing and able to do other jobs,
right,
in the maintenance system. That's one thing that caused it to be very difficult to keep someone employed in that, because the hourly labor rate that we had, if they're doing something that's minor, is outrageous for that. But to keep them on as a full-time and have benefits with the insurance and everything. I'm looking at this second number here, and that seems to be a very, very good number for any work that we would have done and any projects that we would have done, because being
in the electrical business, it takes a lot of electrical work to keep you busy throughout the year. And so, I was basically kind of impressed with the second numbers that are on there. If they go bid a job,
oh, they're not going to bid it for that.
No, the material, that cost plus business, probably the first numbers are more likely what you're going to end up on that. I don't have any problem with it. We'd make a motion that we accept Castro Electric as the one thing that is a big advantage to this. If you have a say a heat and air problem that a lot of times doesn't have to be taken care of by a heat and air person, it can be taken care of by an electrician, especially on those that are non-existing through the warranty process. And I think probably the units on top of the buildings down here, the new units that we have will be under warranty, but those have probably already run out. That's on the judicial facility. Any other building that we have, the warranty's probably run out. So if you have a breakdown in the mechanical side of things, an electrician can come out here, and as this price here states, if he comes out, you've got more of a service call than that on anybody else, but we've got him contracted under this number. So I can see that it would be a great big advantage to us. And if it's something that they can't handle, they are professionals, and they can say, hey, this is more involved than what we need to do. You'll need to call.
That's covered within this term of supply contract,
right.
Subcontracting. They would have to fill out a form and contact me,
right,
and get that certified, et cetera, too, if they had to subcontract out of it.
So did you make the motion, or did you?
I did make a motion, yes.
For bid number 201507-308?
Yes, I did with Castro Electric.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'll take care of the contract. We'll get to 36 months at that time, too, then?
Yeah, if you can. I don't know. Was that in the original? I looked at the original. Was that in the original?
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah. If you can get it for that, that'd be great.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that'll all go through Frank, right?
Yep.
Thank you.
Road and bridge update at 10 o'clock. Like to recess till 10. I need to run.
Okay.